Next, we're going to take a bike ride with women through Afghanistan. Life for women in that country has changed a lot in the last decade or so. Many women no longer hide in public. They are more prominent on university campuses and in the workforce. Even the claustrophobic burqa has been modified. A bit. Some burqas now sport a shortened front. And there's this. If you look up at just the right moment, you might glimpse members of Afghanistan's only women's bicycling team streaking by. NPR's Peter Breslow went along.
Make sure you don't get into an accident as you see the cars are coming.
Just west of Kabul, where the city's sooty skies give way to fresher air, Coach Abdul Sadiq cautions the four young women of the Afghan National Cycling Federation. Today, they're working on their riding technique while dodging the freeform traffic.
There has to be a space, a distance space between.
Of course it's dangerous. Every time we hear a car coming, we kind of look twice and then get to the side to avoid an accident.
We're at Karga Lake, whose aquamarine waters give way to a snow-sprinkled mountain backdrop of 13,000-foot peaks. It was here in 2012 Taliban insurgents attacked a resort, killing 18 Afghans. But today is about riding, as cyclists in long-sleeved jerseys and full-length tights draw hoots, honks, and open-mouth stares when they pedal past. Abdul Sadiq doesn't quite look like a coach today. He's dressed in a black corduroy suit and wears the sharp black shoes Afghan men favor. A former competitive rider and founder of the men's team, Sadiq says he was inspired to form a women's club a few years ago after his daughter expressed interest in learning to ride.
So then, after my daughter started cycling, the neighborhood girls became interested in cycling. And then soon the Afghan media reported and did a report on us, and all of a sudden we had a flood of women.
Sadiq says there are now around 100 young women involved in cycling in Afghanistan, with 10 or so skilled enough to compete. They were in Pakistan in early April for a race. Soon they'll travel to Kazakhstan for the Asian Cycling Championships. But despite the team's growing expertise, there is still a ways to go to find acceptance here at home. Coach Sadiq says they try to turn a deaf ear to criticism that Muslim women shouldn't be out riding bicycles. He says his riders have been hit by stones and shot at with slingshots. Assistant coach and lead rider Marjan Siddiqui had a terrifying experience while riding last year. She was rammed by a guy on a motorbike and knocked unconscious.
It was a terrible thing because I really hurt my back. I was injured for a whole month, 5 days in the hospital, and the rest of the time at home.
But she wasn't about to give up her new sport.
I'm not the kind of woman to be scared. When I make up my mind to do something, I do it. So once I recovered, I got back on my bike, and here I am, cycling again.
Marjan is on the short side with a square-jawed disposition. She's decked out in wraparound sunglasses and a yellow and black jersey. Her concession to Muslim modesty on this cool spring day is the baseball cap she wears under her helmet to keep her hair in check. Of course, even on the hottest days, she's still obliged to cover up in full-length workout tops. Not too long ago, Marjan and her teammates had to crank along on old steel frame clunkers with kickstands. But today, they're riding smooth-shifting carbon fiber racing bikes. That's thanks to the nonprofit Mountain to Mountain, which has been supplying these young women with high-tech gear for the past 2 years. Whatever the equipment, Marjan Siddiqui is the linchpin. The cyclist, who is 25, grew up in Iran. She says her parents don't even know she's a racer. But her husband supports her career. He's open-minded, she says, and she hopes women's cycling can help make Afghan society more open-minded, too.
Of course it's helped. As you see, we're riding in front of all of these men, and I'm sure some of them, their minds have opened up. And I think, you know, I just want to introduce to the world the women of Afghanistan and show that they are able to do the same things other women are able to do.
As the training day ends, the young women say their goodbyes and pile their bikes into the back of an old van with some blankets to pad the clanking frames. Someday, they hope to have a proper transport vehicle, complete with bicycle rack. Peter Breslow, NPR News.